because it's a big election year, and because they're really prohibited from raising money during the session, we anticipate that there's going to be a lot of interest in getting out of here. And we're all hearing middle of June. We're all skeptical, but it does seem like this one could actually be a fairly short, concise session.
House Speaker Tom Tillis is running for the U.S. Senate against Democrat Kay Hagan. Is there talk he may step aside and focus his attention on his campaign? A handful of Republicans have expressed an interest in becoming Speaker.
I think there'll be a little bit of jockeying around, but I think most of that action is going to take place later on in the fall as the elections kind of shape up and we see who's up and who's down. Obviously, Tim Moffitt's already mentioned that he's interested in the job, and we'll all be keeping an eye on that. But there's not a lot of candidates have stepped forward yet. It's still really early, and I think any notion that Tillis might step down for this session, considering how short it is and that they have pretty much said he's not going to do that, and that he's capable of running the campaign and delegating as necessary in his job, that I think the Speaker will probably be Speaker by the end of this session. But who knows? We'll see.
The short session is primarily about making budget adjustments. What sort of shape is the state budget in?
Not good. There's a fairly sizable hole, about 450 million in this year's budget, and there's a $140 million hole in the Medicaid budget. So they're going to have to fix that. Then going forward, seems like there is a real drop in tax revenues, probably due to that tax legislation from last year. And it is going forward, there could be another considerable hole for next fiscal year. They're going to have to address that. At the same time, there's a lot of talk and promises have been made about getting teachers a raise and getting state employees a raise, and we'll see how they can handle that balancing act. The money's got to come from somewhere. This is not a General Assembly that's interested in raising taxes, so it will be quite a chore to satisfy all those conditions.
What role, if any, will Governor McCrory play in the budget adjustment?
Well, he says he wants to play a much stronger role in policy. And obviously, the budget document is a policy document in a lot of ways. It's a money document, but it's where you're putting your resources. And the governor's budget is supposed to come out at some point. Wednesday afternoon is what we're hearing. And we'll get a look at what his priorities are. In normal times, because the legislature has an awful lot of clout in this state, the governor's budget doesn't get as serious a consideration as it might in other states. We'll see how much of the governor's budget survives and whether that's an indication that his desire to be assertive in policymaking and in budgeting is panning out.
Another issue said to be high on the agenda, what to do about Duke Energy's coal ash ponds?
I'm personally very skeptical that we're going to see real comprehensive legislation. We'll probably see something that addresses the critical ponds, obviously the Dan River, Asheville, the Cliffside plant in Rutherford County, Sutton Lake out in off the Cape Pier out toward the coast. Those are sites that are likely to get some focus and some priority. But there is a pretty big gulf between what Duke says it's willing to do, what Duke Energy says it's willing to do, and what, for instance, the Democratic proposal on coal ash, which says clean up all these ponds and remove all the ash from near the rivers and put them in lined landfills. Duke is obviously not willing to do that. It doesn't look like the current legislation that's being crafted right now by Tom Apodaca and Chuck McGrady. It looks like that legislation it is probably not going to require as stringent amount of cleanup and removal as the Democrats' package is. We'll see what the details of it are, and who pays for it is another big detail. My suspicion is that there's probably going to be a lot of study in the next year about how to approach this. And this is a big issue. This is a company that obviously has a lot of clout in this state, and we'll see what comes out of the sausage making on this one.
Republicans enjoy comfortable majorities in both the House and Senate. How are they likely to get along?
We're already seeing some tension before the session has started. There seems to be some disagreement on how to proceed with a kind of an anti-Affordable Care Act piece of legislation. There's always natural tensions between the chambers, and these folks have been working with each other and fighting with each other for a while, and it seems like this might be another contentious session.
Kirk Ross runs the Capitol Bureau for Carolina Public Press and Online Investigative News Service.